Several major sports leagues debating and deciding how they can continue their season or restart their season. Major League Baseball is considering having every game played in one location, which would be wild in a lot of ways, but nonetheless, they're thinking about that. Time now for Pelicans Primer with WWL's Mark Menard, brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why, we know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. And Mark, the NBA is considering sequestering their players in order to get the season underway or back underway?
Yeah, essentially the same thing Major League Baseball is considering. You'd have to have these teams isolated in an area where you know they're not going to get, you know, contract the COVID-19 virus, and you'd have to have all the support staff and the coaches and the referees as well. So, you know, what does that boil down to? Well, it boils down to everybody being sequestered in one central location where you have a basketball court and I guess, you know, some type of camera crew to broadcast the games, but no fans. And that's kind of where we're at right now. Like you said, Major League Baseball's talking about it. I feel like the NBA would be a much smaller scale than what MLB would have to do, just because MLB hasn't played any of their games yet. They're looking at trying to complete 162 game seasons. The NBA, every team had, you know, 18 to 20 games left on the slate, and then once you complete those, now you cut the field down by half because you got the playoffs, and every round you're cutting, you know, more and more people out of the equation until you have the NBA finals. To me, that seems a little more doable than what baseball is proposing, which, my goodness, the logistics of getting, you know, these entire teams and coaching staffs and maybe even their families and all this stuff, you know, getting all these people into a location where they're isolated, that seems like a tall task.
You know, Mark, but I heard the away from their families, their families would not, you know, it'd be like the families, it'd just be the players and no family members involved, just trying to limit the numbers that I guess you could still this day and age stay in communication with them. But baseball is talking about, I think, the Phoenix area. And I think they're looked into logistics part of that. They have enough stadiums, but I heard it just be the players and staff and no family members. Now, the question I have, whether it's NBA, Major League Baseball, I mean, isn't it where that you have to have enough tests and everyone being tested, that it has to be plentiful enough where it could be maybe instantaneous or and whatever that program would be, whatever everyone would need to be tested at least once a week at a minimum, or it might even be more than that, and how you handle that from a logistical standpoint. I know they have smart enough people to do that, but then you hear that it'd be almost that your families aren't even around, that you're off like in training camp or boot camp and don't have an opportunity to even see them.
That's possible, and that they could certainly do it that way as well. Look, Adam Silver did an interview with Ernie Johnson, and he said, you know, and this was yesterday, he said they're looking at a minimum of May 1st, even like considering restarting, you know, or talking about restarting this league. So they're still going to wait out the month of April and see where we're at then. But if they're going to go this route of, you know, having teams isolated somewhere where they can finish out the season and be apart from society, well, you're going to have a 2-week, you know, period before then where you're testing guys constantly to make sure they don't have it, because you don't want someone who has it going into that sequestered area and then infecting everybody else all over again. So, you know, there's probably going to be some type of quarantine period for all of these players before they're allowed into the into what's going to be, I guess, the biodome, for lack of a better word,
right?
Because, you know, you don't want somebody bringing it in there. So I would think they're all going to have to test, you know, clear, you know, have to be medically cleared. And then you're going to have to continue being tested and not going anywhere to make sure that you don't come in contact with anybody that has it and infect everybody all over again.
Now, you know, Mark and Christian, when I look where we're at right now, we just speculate early April. And I think even the ones in charge, see, it's all speculation. They don't know. And that, you know, we want an instant answer of what's going to happen. And I think that's truly a fair assessment that they won't know what direction they're going until May 1st. That right now, whatever they say, I mean, it could change the next hour or something. That it truly is that May 1st where they really going to take a hard look at it.
Well, and I think we all agree among all the major sports leagues, the NBA has been the most ahead of the curve on this thing. and the most prepared. So I would whatever decision they decide that they're going to make, I would go with it for now and trust them because they've made the right decisions so far, and that includes not fully canceling the season. Now there's going to be a kill date on this season. I don't know when that's going to be, but there's going to be a date where if we go past this point, you just can't have the rest of the season and still have next season as well on any sort of timetable. Now I don't know what that date is. They haven't come out and said that yet, but I would think if we get to May 1st and certainly if we get to June 1st and we still are in a holding pattern, then we might be much more likely to seeing this season just outright canceled.
Mark, what about Christian? You can comment on this too with the UFC, the fighting that what Dana, I can't think of his last name.
Dana White.
The owner. Yeah, Dana White said he's going to move to some island and they're going to keep fighting. I mean, I thought that sounded like kind of a bizarre move. And
well, look, UFC has a lot less people that you got to move than like the NBA or MLB or anything like that. It's not whole rosters of teams. It's just, I'm sure it's certain fighters that they have contracted refs and medical staff, but it's a much smaller proposition for UFC to do that. And look, Dana White's got the kind of money he can buy his own private island if he really wants to. So if that's the route he wants to take, if the fighters go along with it, look, I don't think there's any type of fighters union. I don't know how that works, but I'm sure to some degree they'd all have to sign off on it and say that's fine with them. But if that's fine with them and that's how they want to do it, I guess, to each his own.
WWL's Mark Menard, Pelicans Primer, brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org.